This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Families and educators from many Northeast Wisconsin schools will need credit monitoring and identity protection after a cyber attack on an education technology software platform called PowerSchool. The data was accessed on December 28. The company allegedly paid a ransom to the attackers for video evidence of the compromised files being deleted and digitally shredded. PowerSchool will provide affected school districts with information to engage families and teachers affected by the attack. Several districts in New Wisco use at least a part of PowerSchool, including Reed's West Appear, Sturgeon Bay, and Green Bay. Over the past couple weeks, there have been several instances of people and vehicles falling through the ice in Northeast Wisconsin locations. Tom Drzwicki owns Bayside Ice and Marine Recovery. He said ice is very unpredictable, especially in larger bodies of water.
It's unpredictable out there. Never know what you're going to come across. You could have 2 feet in one place and 100 feet away, you could have open water. It's always changing.
Drzwicki says people going out on the ice should always have a charged cell phone and a whistle or some sort of noisemaker to help rescuers find them. Changing how Wisconsin kids are tested is not being supported by a high-profile former educator. Stuart J. Waddles has the story.
Governor Tony Evers is criticizing the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction's decision to change state test score benchmarks. Evers is calling the change a mistake. State Superintendent Jill Underley defended the changes, saying standards were updated to better assess students. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's got plans to bring forward legislation to maintain consistent standards.
There are plans for enhanced security ahead of this spring's NFL draft in Green Bay. Efforts to ramp up the safety began after the New Year's Day terrorist attack in New Orleans. Law enforcement agencies around Northeast Wisconsin have begun regular meetings with each other and with the NFL. Preparations for the expected crowds for the April draft will ramp up following next month's Super Bowl in New Orleans. Ashwaubenon Public Safety Deputy Chief Nick Kozlowski says the security footprint will be similar to that used during last summer's Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, utilizing metal detectors and vehicle mitigation. Compared to other cities with an NFL franchise, Green Bay is small. Nick Meisner, the Vice President of Digital Marketing for Discover Green Bay, says, yes, we're small, but mighty.
So many times you hear, oh, the smallest market in professional sports. And yeah, that is true. And we don't shy away from that. It's what makes us who we are. But we're also a large enough, vibrant enough, passionate enough community that 6.3 million visitors throughout the year came to visit Green Bay in 2023.
Meisner was a guest on Civic Media's Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, airing Sundays on WGBW. Thanks to a partnership between the City of Appleton Public Health Department and Mother's Milk Bank of the Western Great Lakes, lactating mothers in the Fox Cities have a closer location to donate their breast milk. The Milk Depot, as it's called, is a joint effort to increase access for approved donors and families in the area to donate life-saving, critical nutrition for pediatric patients in need. Amanda Hatch, a public health nurse with the City of Appleton, said previously the nearest drop-off point for donors was in Green Bay or Oshkosh. Individuals interested in donating through Milk Bank WGL can visit the website to apply. The first electric vehicle charging stations funded by the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Formula Program in Wisconsin are now open. Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Transportation made that announcement in a press release earlier this week. The fast charging station recently began operations at Quick Trips in Ashland, Menominee, and Chippewa Falls. Funding for the stations came from the bipartisan infrastructure law. Governor Evers made expanding electric vehicle infrastructure a priority to encourage more drivers to purchase the vehicles. With a new legislative session officially underway, Wisconsin Republicans are quickly getting to work on a measure to enshrine voter ID requirements in the state constitution. Changes to the state constitution must pass in two consecutive sessions in the legislature before being added to a statewide ballot. Republicans have until January 21st to approve it for the second time for inclusion on the April ballot. The change to the state constitution would make it nearly impossible for those challenging the law in the court system to find success. Today is the National Day of Mourning for former President Jimmy Carter. Some in Wisconsin are reflecting on his influence here. The Carters visited Milwaukee in 1989 to volunteer with Habitat for Humanity. That office of the nonprofit was only 5 years old at the time, according to the Milwaukee Habitat CEO, Brian Sonderman. They had never built a home from the ground up until the Carters came.
The former president and first lady came to Milwaukee, mobilized over 1,000 volunteers, built 6 brand new homes, completed them in 1 week, as well as doing 8 rehabbed homes in the Walnut Hill neighborhood of Milwaukee. So to say that this put Milwaukee Habitat on the map is an understatement.
Sonderman says since then, they've received hundreds of volunteers every year, and many credit their interest in Habitat for Humanity to the Carters. Just last year, the Milwaukee office built over 30 homes and rehabbed more than 100 others. Sonderman says their impact never would have been possible without Jimmy Carter. A man remembered with joy and fondness throughout the Fox Valley has passed away. Russell Machenbacher was the Fox River Mall Santa for 25 years before he retired in 2019. He passed away at his home in Montana Tuesday. He was 87 years old. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Bucks kicked the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a dominating 121-105 victory over the San Antonio Spurs. Doc Rivers on how he thought his team played defensively.
I loved it. I told him that at halftime. It's like, guys, back-to-back games, our defensive focus and attention to detail was on point. And when we play like that, we're really tough. Because if we get multiple misses, we're going to eventually make threes.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers will try to extend their 4-game winning streak when they host the Minnesota Gophers. That's tomorrow night, 6 p.m. at the Kohl Center in Madison. NFL, Packers holding practice, getting ready to face the Eagles. Sunday afternoon at 3:30, Jaden Reed says it's too soon for the Packers season to be over just yet.
We ain't worked this hard to come this far. You know, we went through a lot, you know, in camp, through the season to even get here. So our mindset is on one goal, and, you know, that's how we're preparing this week.
That's Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're looking to hit the theaters this weekend, here are some options for your viewing pleasure. The biggest or widest release this weekend will be Den of Thieves 2, Pantera, starring Gerard Butler, who returns as Big Nick. In Den of Thieves 1, Butler's character was part of an elite LA County task force chasing a heist crew. In Chapter 2, he somehow finds himself in Europe on the hunt for Donnie Wilson, played by O'Shea Jackson Jr., who also returns from the first film. Seems a little out of a local cop's jurisdiction, but when your name is Big Nick, plausibility story loopholes are acceptable. There are no reviews yet, so proceed with caution. Depending where you live, you can check out the movie Better Man, a sort of a biopic about British pop star Robbie Williams, whose character is portrayed by a monkey. I don't understand it either, but the film is getting rave reviews from critics and audiences. Another film opening wide this weekend is the Indian film Game Changer, an action flick starring international box office draw Ram Charan. Let's go to the movies. Award show season is not only fun if you like award shows, it also can give you excellent suggestions of what you should be watching. On the heels of Sunday night's Golden Globes ceremony, the Screen Actors Guild just announced their nominations. Leading the way in the film category was Wicked with 5 nominations. Not too far behind with 4 nominations was A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan biopic. Let's do a deep dive. One of the cool things about the SAG Awards is that they recognize entire ensembles when it comes to cast. A Complete Unknown and Wicked are both nominated in the category, in addition to Conclave, Anora, and Emilia Perez. Typically, when the movie wins for ensemble cast at the SAG Awards, it more often than not results in a Best Picture win at, wait for it, the Oscars. Cast ensemble has been a category at the SAG Awards since 1995, and Variety reports that in 30 years, only 4 films have won Best Picture at the Oscars that didn't win for Best Ensemble at the SAG Awards. The effect of the fires in Los Angeles have been devastating. The ultimate impact on the entertainment business remains to be seen, but 2 notable premieres were canceled due to the fires, including Universal's Wolfman, which was scheduled to have its premiere at the TCL Chinese Theater Tuesday night. Jennifer Lopez's Unstoppable premiere was also canceled Tuesday night. There is no word on whether or not the events will be rescheduled. Wolfman is set to hit theaters on Martin Luther King Day weekend. Matthew Perry has managed to stay in the news fairly often following his mysterious death in 2023. His friend's colleague, Lisa Kudrow made news the other day when she appeared on The Drew Barrymore Show and told Barrymore that Perry gave her the famous Friends cookie jar from the set as a parting gift after the last episode. Kudrow added that Perry left a note in the cookie jar that she only recently discovered after his death. It is unclear why Kudrow checked the cookie jar after all these years. Maybe a serious case of the munchies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little sunshine this morning, gradually becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today, 28, with the wind south at 5 to 15. Some light snow tonight, won't be more than a dusting. Our low 19 tomorrow, mix of clouds and sun, 28. Could get more snow by Sunday night into Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.